Hi, listeners. Welcome to the She Speaks Life podcast, a weekly encouragement where we share our God stories. I'm your host, Jamie Elizabeth, and I am so glad you are spending time with us today to listen. Hi, friend. Welcome to this week's episode. Today, we have Nicole Winsick. She has an encouraging story to share with us about how she got through her hardships and how she found ways to stay the course of obedience to God, even when she couldn't see it. She wrote and published a great Bible study about Joseph, and by using her experience and God's revelation, it encourages and equips others to stay faithful when life is less than. Hi, Nicole. Welcome. I'm so excited for you to be on here.
Hey, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. We've talked before over the phone, and you've shared your journey and where God had taken you. And wow, you've been through some ups and downs, but before we get into that, would you like to share a little more about yourself? I know the listeners would love to hear it, and just go from there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's an honor to be here. I absolutely love. My passion is, whether it's in my living room with a cup of coffee and a new friend or an old friend, just sharing hearts, sharing stories. There is power in being real and honest and sharing like the things that no one really sees when we just first meet each other, you know?
Yeah.
Pulling back the layers and just saying, here is what God has done. Here is my mess. Here is all of it, and just challenging and encouraging each other. So I love that. So I love this right now. I'm just going to pretend that whoever's listening, we're just sitting with a cup of coffee and having some girl time. Does that sound good?
There you go. I mean, you are just so warm. I mean, I got to tell the listeners that you reached out to me on Instagram and we just exchanged phone numbers and you wanted to hear my story, you know, how this podcast started. But it was almost like you knew I had a huge testimony to share. And then we got to just bounce off each other our God stories, and I just love it. Like right away, we could. I wish we lived closer.
We could
be besties here.
A little bit about my crew, my family. I have, this year will be 15 years that my husband and I have been married and in ministry together, serving full time. Although this last year, which I'll get to later, is very different than the first 14 years. I have 3 kiddos. I have 2 junior hires. Y'all help me.
Oh, just wait until high school. Okay. No, it's all good. Every season's good. It's just different.
Yes, different. And I have an 8-year-old daughter. Her name is Hallelujah. Literally.
Oh, Hallelujah. Wow. I love it.
I talk about that actually in my Bible study. Some loss that we went through. My son Jesse and my daughter Hallelujah, their names come out of some loss and some miracles from, that's a story for another day. But I have 3 kiddos. I have lived in like, I need to recount again, but it's like 17 or 18 states. I mean, I am the new girl. So I have a passion for those that are like a little unseen, or those that feel a little out of place or new somewhere. I have a huge passion of connecting with people, making people feel welcome, because I was always that girl that was new, having to put myself out there, or I would not have friends, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we live in Colorado Springs, and it has been a ride. I'm going to tell you, serving the Lord my whole life. My dad was a church planner. I've been in ministry. Both my grandparents were pastors in ministry, both sides, for over 50 years. So ministry is in the blood. My husband's a pastor. So ministry has been in our family. And so there's been so many ups and downs, and it has been an adventure of joys and trials and heartache serving our God all over the country.
Wow, that is amazing. I love how it's gone back for generations, the ministry.
Yes.
Okay, so you're in Colorado Springs and you're planning a church, right?
Well, so we originally got recruited to come out here. Like our life got just completely, I don't want to say thrown off course, but our life got completely interrupted in the craziest way about 2.5 years ago, unexpected. We were at a great church in Texas, thriving, things were going well. I know for me specifically with women's ministry and hosting conferences and retreats and like doing what I love with a team of women that I loved, I didn't see like an end to that, you know, like we were all in. Mm-hmm. And then God just really spoke to my husband's heart. We were on a speaking trip, him and I both were speaking at things, and God spoke to him through one of his friends. And it was literally an overnight thing where my husband said to me all of a sudden out of nowhere, I think our time has come to an end at where we are. And it wasn't because of something that happened. It was because we felt called to go where the gospel was needed a little more. And he said, I really feel like, you know, because we were in the South, a little more Bible Belt, and it wasn't a growing suburban area. People weren't really like moving there. And so we'd been there almost 5 years. And he said, you know, people have heard about the church and have even drive from an hour around. They've probably been in the last 5 years. Like, I don't know that there's people unreached that we haven't yet reached, which I'm sure there are. But in his mind, he was like, God is calling us to something new, something crazy, something different. Mm-hmm. We just don't know what it is. So let me tell you, that was the beginning of this journey that has just been painful. Been so many different things. It was shocking. It was like I was not prepared for it. It was literally like, I mean, this might be like a little like a word picture, but it was literally like my heart was being ripped out and replanted. It was like a heart transplant for me. That year before that, God had pushed me to do something, and some great friends had pushed me to do something that I hadn't planned to do. I felt called to do, but hadn't quite. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. So that was actually the year that the Joseph Bible study, that was the year that I spoke it. And then actually I did it in such reverse, like my story, people ask me, oh, how did you do that? And I just have to tell them, listen, I haven't known half of like how to do what I'm doing. It's literally just like the simplicity of here I am, God, what do you have for me? What do you want me to do? And I'm going to do it. Like, I think a lot of people, side note, I've learned so many things through the last 3 years specifically that I'm just going to share with you. I feel like more than even my story is the lessons I've learned through it. So one of the things is a lot of times us as women and people, we hold ourselves back because we feel like we have to have a plan, have things figured out, have to be you know, overly qualified, know what we're doing, instead of simply, God, if you lead me, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to trust that you're going to see me through it, right? And even if I mess up, and even if I fail, and even if it doesn't look like someone else's journey or whatever, I'm going to trust that you're the God that's greater than my mess, greater than my insecurities, greater than my past. And if you're calling me to do it, you're going to see it through. And so my journey has not been perfect. It's been full of just real messiness, but also saying, here I am, God. Here I am. I'm going to bring my yes to you. So basically, to wrap that part up, is things were going incredible. I just launched, hadn't published the study yet, but, you know, had all these women around me encouraging me. We had just done that. And then my husband is like, oh, and basically wrapping up the chapter here in our life, we need to pray about what God has next. And I'm not ready for that. I have been more broken in the last 2 years than most of my ministry or full life combined. But through this brokenness, God has showed me incredible beauty through it. A dream is coming true that God showed me a vision right after we moved about hosting a women's conference. And he gave me the word breakthrough. And it's about finding beauty in the broken places of our life. And so a lot of these lessons that I've gone through with the Joseph study and just the things that I've had to live out have impacted so many women by just me being real and sharing with them, look, I don't have it all together either. And life is hard. And to be honest, I'm disappointed. About a year ago, I didn't want the life I was living anymore. I wanted my old life. We had stepped out in faith and risked so much financially, took a massive hit to move out here to the church plant. We ended up saying yes to the Colorado Springs church plant that had recruited us, and we had no idea what we were getting into because we had never done that. We'd just been a part of larger established churches, and it's 100% different. And so we pictured it going so different, right? Sometimes we give our all to the Lord. I mean, we sacrifice and we risk and we're like, here you go, God, I'm going to do this. This is for you. Somewhere in us, even if we don't say it, we expect things to go well or to be what looks like blessed, right?
Right. Well, we can't help but have this preconceived idea. You step into faith, but then you kind of have this picture in your mind of how it's going to go. And then that's when that scripture verse that God said, you know, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your way. And just things come unexpectedly and different than what you were planning on.
Oh, 100%. And that kind of began the journey of how do you really live faithfully for the Lord when everything around you is falling apart? When it really challenges the core of our faith, like my faith, my trust was shaken like never before because it was like, God, how can this be? It felt like everything was failing. I mean, we did everything. Like, we weren't newbies in the ministry, and we had incredible mentors, pastors pouring into us. We sought advice. We fasted. We prayed. We did everything that we knew how, and it all backfired. I'm not kidding. Our marriage was struggling. Our kids were crying themselves to sleep. I was crying myself to sleep. Literally, we were broke. Our house didn't sell. In faith, we moved, and we moved to a more expensive place. We're making less. I mean, literally everything went backwards. And so we're like, God, where are you? What are you doing? And you know what? I feel like somebody right now needs to hear this right here. Sometimes we measure success in a way that we don't realize it, but it's not the way God measures success. I've had to relearn that failure and success is not what we think it is. Success is simply following through. It is simply following through on what God asks of me. Obedience is our job and results are His. And so I've had to say, look, God, like there was this test that came and it was like, if this truly is my life, if all the things that could have been, that once were, that I had hoped for, if they are no longer going to be, will I still give my all to the Lord? Will I still go all in? You know, will I still give everything that I have, even when I don't feel it? Will I choose it? Even when I don't understand it, will I obey it? Even when I don't have it all together, will I trust that He will still achieve it and that what looks like me to failure might actually be success for eternity? Like, it's not my job to produce the results. It's my job to obey. And so that's hard, especially if you've seen, you know, ministry life be successful before. And then so we were thrown so off because we were like, there's no way you would have us leave this place of abundancy to come and fail and have everything around us feel like it's failing. And so it was a pretty, pretty dark place. But then I literally, you know, I looked back and at one point, one of my dearest friends said, Nicole, I believe God gave you what you need to go through this season. Do you remember the study you wrote? And she was like, tell me some of the main quotes, you know, because we had walked through rejection, betrayal, loss, disappointment, trials, you know, and she's like, every single thing that you're going through, God gave you what you needed to hold on and get through. Look at the testimony of one man who honored the Lord. He really did. He was a good man. Yeah. His life went from bad to worse. And look at how he stayed faithful because he was committed to God. He wasn't committed to his circumstance. You know, his obedience wasn't tied to whether or not life was good. He chose to say, my God is good. And so no matter if life goes the way I want or not, my commitment, my obedience, my faithfulness is not dependent upon my circumstance. So either way, no matter what, I will follow God. And through that, through my brokenness, through the commitment, God has still shown up. But to be honest, for those that are in the middle where you can't see it, you know, I feel you. I was there for a long time and I just want to share this last weekend, actually, I don't know if I told you this, Jamie, but this last weekend, I went back to Texas for the first time in 2 years for the first time since we met. And on my way back, I received some healing where for the first time, my feelings caught up to my obedience. My obedience to follow the Lord, to let go of what I thought my life should be. I didn't actually feel like this was home, this was my future until this weekend. Isn't that crazy?
I love it. I have a similar experience with my move from California to Austin. Yeah. And I know we talked about that before. I love how you just said that, that the feelings finally caught up with the obedience, because for a solid 3 years, my feelings were still in California. Yeah. It wasn't here. And it wasn't until there's this pivotal point and it just randomly comes out of nowhere and God completely heals you. Mm-hmm. And it's like no longer looking back. Like, you know, we're not to be looking back. He wants us to look forward and staying the course, like you were saying, in that obedience of saying yes, even though you don't feel it. And I gotta say, the enemy is out there to attack us all, but especially church leaders. Yeah. He does not want to see another church plant. He does not want to see you increasing the kingdom by building a church and providing opportunities for plenty of people to come and get saved. Yeah. And there's just that target and that extra effort to make sure that you stay committed to God, stay devoted to Him, even though everything else is crumbling around you and it's looking like nothing you have ever thought.
Yes. Yes, that's where I think, like I was saying, the testing of the commitment of our faith comes in and really asking ourselves, where's my trust? Where is my trust? And in Jeremiah 17:5, it says, "Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord." And then later it talks about in verse 7, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." And, you know, it talks about when the heat comes, you don't have to fear. You can always bear fruit, even in the drought. And God just showed me, where is your trust, Nicole? Where is, you know, he had to work out a lot of things in me. And if I can just be honest with you, I right now, I'm a more useful vessel because I've been broken and remade. I never used to relate to the story of Gideon. I used to be like, "Ugh, Gideon, you're so weak." Like, you know, I'm just honest. Like all the people in the Bible that made excuses, I was a little hard on them. Until I was totally broken down, felt like a failure, needed God to come through because for the first time in my life, I couldn't do it. I couldn't figure it out. And so, man, the way that I have been remade with my commitments to the Lord, with the way I see and relate to people, go and release my expectations. And truly, truly, for about 2 years, I just said, "I trust you more than me." It's been incredible. Like I said, my feelings caught up and now I'm ready to really rebuild here. And just like in the story of Joseph, where spoiler alert, you guys may already know it or whatever, but like when the grand finale happens and when, you know, all is revealed and God elevates him beyond what anyone could dream or imagine, because our God is still the God immeasurably and exceedingly beyond what we think or imagine. But when in our low places, we feel like we're forgotten, we feel like we're lost, we can't see that he's still that God. We don't understand that he makes, as Ecclesiastes 3 says, he makes all things beautiful in his time, And as Galatians 6:9 says, we will reap a harvest at the proper time if we do not give up. And so it's hard to wait in the middle. It's hard to trust in the middle. It's hard to continue to give our all when everything is falling apart, when we're lonely, when we're sad, when it keeps getting worse. But I and you and all of us have to come to the place where we say, my commitment, my trust, my obedience is not dependent upon my circumstance. And I trust, and I will see the day when he makes all things beautiful in his time, when he works all things out for the good of those who love him. Yes, even in this dark place, even when I can't see the way. I remember my first women's event that I was invited to after moving to Colorado Springs. And I walked in and I was with a fellow pastor's wife. They were worshiping and I was sitting next to them, and all I could do during this song Waymaker was try not to fall apart and make a ridiculous scene of myself, because right. The first time in my life, I literally was repenting, saying, God, I'm so sorry. I want to believe you're the way maker, but I just don't right now. I don't see the way. And you know what's crazy? That night where I was praying and I was begging, and my husband and I had been praying and fasting for God to come through at the church plant. That was actually the night I got home. And this is another story probably for another day, but we got the email, like not randomly, God ordained, supernatural. Yeah. Email that someone just felt led to send about an interest meeting for Life Church that would be coming to Colorado Springs and having their 36th campus launch here. And lo and behold, a year later, here we are, launched with them on staff, and God has moved, right? He is the way maker, right?
So cool. Yep. I'd like to say, you don't know you need God until God's all you got.
Yes. And that's exactly when we are more ready. I'm just going to be so honest. I have been skeptical before. Totally judge me. It's fine. I've been skeptical before when people have been like, oh, God spoke to me in a dream or this or that. And when you don't understand something, you're like, oh, that's, you know, whatever. But The more desperate I got for God, the more broken I was, the more I needed to hear his voice and feel his presence, the more my heart was ready to receive the supernatural. And God spoke to me more in the last 2 or 3 years because I desperately needed him. He was all I could rely on. And he spoke to me in vision, in a dream, through literally specific signs where I'd be like, God, I need you to do this right now. And literally it shocked me, brought me to my knees. He met me there. And that's something that I want to encourage the women, whatever woman is listening to this right now. Mm-hmm. The thing that you could hold on to, when I literally was like, what promise do I have? Because God didn't promise me when we moved out here things would go well. He didn't promise financial success. He didn't promise any of us that, I don't have a promise from God other than his scriptures. I did have this promise to hang on to. And this is what Joseph also had, that he would always be with us was enough.
Yeah.
And so that is what I clung to. God, I don't feel like I can, but your word says that you will never leave me or forsake me. Your word says that you are enough for me. Your word says that you are with me. And so I cling to that promise for dear life when I have nothing else to hold on to.
So good. I mean, that's exactly when I was in that situation, getting hit on every side, every area, right? When you don't think you can take more, something more happens, negatively, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could keep standing. And I remember, just like what you were saying, going through his promises in his scripture. And then as I was growing in my walk with him, he would speak to me, but it's in those places, the wilderness, the desert, the valley, whatever you want to call it, in those dry places where we are clinging on to him even more, hopefully we're choosing that. And he shows up every time and he speaks to us. And the promises of his scripture is what we have. That's our hope. Yeah. And I just remember clinging on to those promises just like you were.
Yeah.
And that was my anchor. That was really the thing that got me to be able to be a mom to the kids when life was falling apart and we were losing our home and we had no income and, we were going to have to move and we didn't know where we're going. We were scared. We were afraid. And you're right. God is with you every step. And it's not like he doesn't show you the way while he's with you. He shows you, he guides you while he's with you. And it's a beautiful thing to be broken when you look back at that time and you're just like, wow, that's when I was really being refined. Scripture says that's where we get our perseverance and our character. We become more like him and, just polishing us up, our character into these, the shiny diamond. And we're so much more dependent on him when we're in that place, but he never leaves us in that place. He always brings us to the other side. But life is always going to be about the peaks and the valleys, right? It's not going to be, oh, I got through that, you know, I'm on the peak and hopefully I'll never have to go through valley. I mean, he said in this life, you'll have trouble, but I'm with you.
Yes. And to the women who are in the peak places doing well, this is something that God really like just wrecked me in. And I have committed to the Lord. I never, ever will forget what it was like to be lower than I recognized myself. You know, I didn't recognize myself. I didn't recognize my thoughts. I didn't know where to go with this. Like, I was still me. It didn't, but I felt like not me, you know, and I don't know if that makes sense, but I didn't know where to go with it. And so for the women that are in a great place, I want to challenge you. If I can just challenge them, one of the things that got me through was God brought women that I honestly didn't even know. I know now, we're friends now after 2 years, but they are part of my story of healing. They're women who still saw God's hand on my life, who still saw the good in me, who still saw my calling when everything that I felt was important was stripped away. They took time to pull me in and say, Nicole, literally, it's okay if you're struggling right now to see and believe in the same way. You don't have to believe for yourself because I believe for you and I will speak life over you. I will speak hope over you. I will speak victory over you. And my faith is enough for you right now. And so I will never forget the women who locked arms with me, who made space, honestly, who took time out of their busy schedules and busy lives to see someone else who was hurting and to actually come alongside me, and just allow me to fall apart and be a mess. And I have committed to making spaces for women, whether it's in my home or like Breakthrough in Colorado Springs, shameless plug right here, 4/21/23 Breakthrough Women's Event. You know what it's all about? It's all about women who are struggling and hurting and broken and lost where I was, and us making space, whether you have it all together or not, and coming together and speaking life and victory and hope and healing over one another. So I challenge all of us never to forget, never to forget what we needed in our low seasons, because somebody out there right next to us, they may look like everything's fine, but we really need to take the time out of our schedules and really love one another by breaking the barriers and asking, how are you really doing? How can I come alongside you? You know, because I needed that. My story of healing came through the Lord meeting me and other women of God meeting me.
Yeah. And, you know, that is hard to find women, friendships like that, that are with you through those times and praying over you and speaking faith over you. I mean, that is special. It's not like us women have those cherished friendships all the time.
Yep. Sometimes God, he's done this for me. He's called me to be the one to build what I need. And out of our greatest needs, out of our greatest struggles sometimes is also the beauty in those broken places, is when we see God heal others through what we've gone through. And so sometimes it comes down to just humbling ourselves, dropping our pride and saying, even though this is the very thing that I am needing, I want them to reach out. Being willing to serve as Jesus did, to wash under their feet, to put them first, to have that heart of humility and say, yeah, I may be struggling myself. I may be broken myself, but out of the same love that God pours into me, I want to pour that out into others. And that is where I've received a lot of healing in as well, putting myself out there and building the very thing that I'm needing. So,
yeah, that's so good. Cause I think so many women feel like they have to be on the other side in order to encourage. And no, not necessarily. It's while you're going through it. And this is why we do these testimonies and God stories. This is why She Speaks Life podcast is on a platform, is to encourage others with what they were going through, because that's exactly what God wants us to do. Our trials, and we're not supposed to just keep it to ourselves and not share what He has done for us. So good.
The heroes of the faith in the Bible, literally studied them through this last couple years. I studied people like David and Moses and, I mean, all of the Esther and all of these people, and where we look at them and we put them on the pedestal and we're like, wow, you know, look at what God did. When we really pull back the layers of their story, they had so many obstacles, hindrances, insecurities.
Oh, yeah.
Like literally Moses was like, mm-hmm. I can't talk right. You know what I mean?
I know. And we think, they were just automatically so full of faith. No, they went through the wilderness times in the desert. Yeah.
And really, they were like, God, I can't. But you know, every single one of them had to come to a place where they had to say, I trust you and choose you over the obstacles, over the past, over the race I was born, over the family I came from, over everything, knowing that you are God, and I'm going to let you be God, and I'm going to humble myself to whatever that looks like. And every single one of these struggled. And so it's just built my faith. The hero of the Bible, where our, you know, we learn the lessons, just really want to remind you guys, like, they didn't start out as heroes. You know?
I know. Yep.
And ended up saying yes anyways. And that's all God wants from us. He can do the rest.
Okay. Well, I know you left a million takeaways, things for us to marinate on. But if you just want to share a short takeaway here and where the listeners can find you, and if they're in Colorado Springs, the name of your conference.
Yes, absolutely. So I have a website, NicoleWinsek.com. So you, I'll spell my name if you want me to. N-I-C-O-L-E, and then it is hard. W-I-E-N-C-E-K. So NicoleWinsek.com, and we have a breakthrough women's event one night, and all the information is on there. I also do like Tuesday 5-minute live devos. It's just a pep talk from God's word, just real life things I'm going through on Facebook. And
oh, they're so good. I love listening to them. Keep it up.
Thank you. And as far as like a takeaway, I want to share a couple verses for those who just need to be built up, some declarations to speak life over you right now, as I want to speak life over me. And even just like, these are paraphrasing, but you can go back and look later. Hebrews 10:39 says, we are not of those who shrink back. There's an area of your life where you want to retreat. You want to shrink back. You're not sure you're good enough. I want to tell you, we are not women of weak faith. We don't have to shrink back. Our God is bigger. He is stronger. He is more able. And those are not cliches. I can do all things through Christ. Yes, that situation. Yes, that broken marriage. For those of us that feel like we're a failure, I want to tell you and remind you who you are. Colossians 3:12 says you are chosen. Chosen. Yes, God knew your past. He knew Paul's past. He knew Rahab's past, and he chose them, murderer and prostitute and all. And we are holy and dearly loved. Sister, don't forget that. We will not be overcome. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Enemy may want to attack your family, attack your calling, attack your children, attack your marriage. But as Psalm 62:5-8, read through that. We will not be moved. The Lord is our helper. What can man do to me? In Hebrews 13:6. And I just want to remind somebody out there that nothing, I need this reminder too, nothing is too hard for our God. Jeremiah 3:17. So I want to encourage you guys, wherever you are, are you committed to the Lord, like truly committed to trust him, even if you never see the results of your obedience in this lifetime? Do you trust that God is working out eternity, or are we going to give up right before the greatest miracles happen? I want to encourage you, keep saying yes, even in your mess, even in the imperfect. Love people well, be real, try and try again. God is bigger, and he will make all things beautiful in his time.
Beautiful. Nicole, I am like, I'm pumped. I'm ready to go out there and do the things that God has called me to do. Oh my gosh, sister, you know how to minister and encourage. I love it. And thank you so much for coming on here. You have encouraged, I'm sure, many, many hearts. All the ones that are listening are so inspired and encouraged by your story. And, you know, we can't hear that enough of going through the times that are so hard in life, mm-hmm. and do we stay faithful or do we shrink back? And I just love how your obedience just shows that, you know, on that other side, it's so worth it. Yeah. And for my own life story too, it's worth it to stay the course. So thank you for coming on here and sharing your story with us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening today. I trust that God has encouraged you through this message. For more information on this ministry and to access free downloads, please visit my website at jamieelizabeth.com and sign up. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Jamie Elizabeth She Speaks Life. That's J-A-Y-M-E Elizabeth She Speaks Life. Until next time, my friends, I pray God reveals himself through your own life story.